It was the height of the resort season in Palm Island. Weasel Everett sat in deep thought on one of the expensive divans in the spacious Park Lane lobby. Almost ruefully, he studied his fingertips, the realization that it had been too long a time between manicures, being especially painful to one who is always so fastidious about such things. He looked at his shoes, sparkling with a new shine, but still bearing the unmistakable signs of wear. They were good shoes, he thought, but badly in need of replacement. All in all, the world had lost its rosy glow, he speculated. No glamour in such a state of affairs. But as Weasel himself had so often put it, it's all in the deal. He sighed and stood up at the approach of a short, slight gentleman, prominent in a black-checked white linen jacket.
Morning, Slip.
Morning, Weasel.
What do you say to a nice stroll on a boardwalk before breakfast?
Breakfast? Listen, boss, you kidding?
Slip, my boy, one thing you'll find is that Weasel Everett never kids about food. I got a buck and a sales tax to go with it, and that should buy orange juice and pancakes for the both of us at the nearest hamburger emporium. Come on, let's blow.
And so begins another play as told by the player, America's most versatile actor, Mr. Paul Frees, who will continue after a brief message from your announcer. Is your star, the player, Mr. Paul Frees.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is the player welcoming you to our presentation of It's All in the Deal. Weasel Everett and Slip Franklin stroll down the long promenade to the small open-air sandwich stand. Minutes later, with full stomachs, both of them were in much better spirits. Weasel took a deep breath of the stimulating sea breeze before he spoke.
Well, Slip, my boy, things could be much worse. This morning I was feeling very sorry for myself. And you know, now I regret it very much.
I don't know, boss. This scuffing business for Harry Crane and his club casino just ain't paying off. We get patrons at a club casino, the patrons get clipped, and we get clipped too at $5 a head.
I think you're probably right about finding some more remunerative enterprise than doing contact work for Harry Crane at $5 a head.
And this afternoon, I'm going to the races as the guest of one Jacob Winterbottom.
He's a writer.
Hey, them writers make big dough, don't they? And, you and him are going to the races?
I am accompanying him as his guest. Now, depending on the way things go, I plan to put the genteel touch on Mr. Winterbottom for a sawbuck or a double sawbuck. And if I should get lucky and wind up with a small bankroll, we could get out of the financial clutches of Mr. Harry Crane and start freelancing again. In the meantime, we at least have our hotel room paid up for a week in advance, and so we're not so bad off.
Yeah. You know, that's right, boss. Things is bound to take a turn in the upwards.
Yeah. Well, here we are, Slip. I'll be back from the races about 6 o'clock.
Weasel Everett turned away from the doorway of the Park Lane Hotel in the direction of the Cafe Plaza for his appointment with Jacob Winterbottom, the writer. It was early that evening when Weasel returned to the room at the Park Lane Hotel. He opened the door to find Slip Franklin sitting on the bed playing solitaire. Slip dropped the cards in his hands in surprise as Weasel walked into the room.
Hey, boss, you look wonderful. You've been reconditioned.
Refurbished is the word, Slip, my boy. A new jacket, new shoes, a shave, a manicure. Yep. They will do it every time.
Well, what happened, boss?
Nothing less than a stroke of good fortune arrived in the person of Jacob Winterbottom. We went to the races. Mr. Winterbottom accepted without question the fact that I'd forgotten my billfold. He loaned me a nominal sum, which I proceeded to run into six winner on a tidy bankroll of, catch this, $947.
Weasel Everett reached a hand into a pocket to produce irrefutable evidence.
But, as the saying goes, this is only the beginning, Slip. Only the beginning. I've discovered Mr. Winterbottom to be a gambling gentleman, and I've induced him to join us in a friendly game of poker tonight.
Hey, boss! Now you're speaking my language!
That's precisely what I had in mind, Slip. And after giving it considerable thought, I've decided that long about 12 o'clock, you shall deal Mr. Winterbottom your own masterpiece. The Missouri Liz.
Slip Franklin beamed.
The Missouri Liz? Hey, there's nothing I love to deal better. Gee, thanks, boss.
Yeah. We will give Mr. Winterbottom the usual build-up. Perhaps the first 8 or 10 pots just to whet his appetite. And then, wham, you deal the Missouri Liz.
There's only one thing about this that bothers me, boss. Mr. Winterbottom comes through in a clutch for us today at the races when things is really at low ebb. You know, it seems a little bit underhanded to put the burn on him in a poker game.
Nah, Slip, you're taking a wrong viewpoint. Mr. Winterbottom is very much in the fat. Why, today at the races, he showed me an advance check for $1,500 on a series he's writing for a magazine. So pray have no qualms of conscience. Mr. Winterbottom is a nice guy, and I'm sure he can afford to share a part of that which the fates and fortune have so generously bestowed upon him.
Yeah, you're right, boss. It's sort of like donating it to charity that, or something. I mean, when he gives us, you know, part of it.
Exactly. Now, let's get down to dinner.
Weasel and Slip hurried through their first real dinner in a long time in order to get back to the room before Mr. Winterbottom arrived. It was nearly 9 o'clock before they heard a knock on the door.
Well, good evening, Mr. Winterbottom. Come right in.
Good evening, Mr. Everett.
Mr. Winterbottom, I would like to have you meet a casual good friend of mine, Mr. Franklin.
The pleasure's all mine, Mr. Winterbottom, I assure you. All mine.
Yes, I'm very glad to know you, Mr. Franklin. Well, are there just the three of us in a poker mine tonight?
yeah, we ransacked the place for more poker players, but I'm afraid they spent all their loot at the races today.
All except you and me, Everett. I think after today we ought to move right out there.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, what do you say, gentlemen? Should we get started?
The three men sat down at the table, Mr. Winterbottom in between Weasel and Slip. Weasel rolled up his sleeves and loosened his collar.
What limit do you suggest, Mr. Winterbottom?
Well, let's make it a $2 limit. That way no one can get hurt very badly.
Weasel and Slip nodded agreement and the big game started. The first 6 or 7 pots turned unerringly in the direction of Mr. Winterbottom's side of the table as Slip warmed to his work to perfection. Both Slip and Weasel noticed how pleased the man between them was, and both took his good-natured kidding with a grin. When Mr. Winterbottom suggested the 12 o'clock limit on the game, it was almost time to cash in the chips. Slip prepared to deal the coup d'etat, the Missouri Liz. By mutual agreement, it was decided to raise the ante to $5 on the last pot. With the trained hands of the master, Slip ruffled the cards. Then after Weasel's cut, he began to deal. Five cards around, draw poker. To Mr. Winterbottom went four aces and another card. To Weasel, the 8, 9, 10 and jack of clubs, an open straight flush, which he would have to fill. On the top of the deck, the next two cards were the 7 of clubs and the queen of clubs. Slip's trained fingers had put them there in the shuffle, and both men knew that if Mr. Winterbottom played a pat hand, Weasel would get the 7 of clubs to fill his straight flush. If Mr. Winterbottom drew one card, Weasel would still get the queen of clubs to fill. Mr. Winterbottom smiled as he opened the pot.
I'll open for the limit, gentlemen.
Weasel looked thoughtfully at his cards before he spoke.
Well, Mr. Winterbottom, I'm afraid I'll just have to raise that.
Slip dropped out, and the raising went back and forth and back and forth until the center of the table was covered with chips and the last raise had been called. Slip called for the cards.
Well, gentlemen, how many cards will it be?
I believe I'll take 2 cards, please.
2 cards?
Yes. 2 cards, please.
Slip's hand trembled as he dealt the 2 cards. Weasel got very sick very suddenly. He turned a suspicious eye on Slip as Mr. Winterbottom bet.
I'm forced to bet the limit. $5.
I can't call you. I didn't fill.
Mr. Winterbottom triumphantly laid down 3 aces. Weasel's hand reached for the discards to reveal the 4th ace as Mr. Winterbottom began to stack his chips.
But, Mr. Winterbottom, you discarded an ace. What kind of poker playing is that?
Well, according to my last article, the one I showed you the advance check on, it's the only kind of poker to play when you get a hand like this one. You see, the article was written about card sharps. I called it, "It's All in the Deal."
And that's another play by The Player, your one-man theater, Paul Frees, who portrays all of the parts. Mr. Frees will return after a short visit with your announcer.
Written by Rich Hall and produced by Sam Kerner, with music composed and performed by Rami Idris. Special effects by Fred Cole. Your announcer was Gary Goodwin. Won't you join us again when we present another exciting story for your entertainment? This is The Player, Paul Frees, saying goodbye. Until next, we meet.